We are learning Masechtas Be'at Av Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning the Mishnah Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah is continuing what type of purchases and how you can make these purchases on Yontif. And the Mishnah says, Lo Yoyim Ha'odam V'Tabach, a person shouldn't tell a butcher, Shekoli B'din HaBasar, give me a dinner worth of basar, Av HaShoychit M'chalak B'neim. But he could make a shechita and they could split up the animal without mentioning how much the price of the basar is. Now this Mishnah sounds repetitious because we had a very similar Mishnah before already that said Ein nimnum al behemav lechatchila v'yomtiv, av nimnum al erev yomtiv, or v'sheichtim achalak v'neim. We have the same exact Mishnah, really, Chav Zayin and Beis, that says you should have mentioned a price when you're buying, when you're splitting up a behemav. So some of Farshim are bothered by this. Tosfos Yontif on Mishnayos asks this question and he stays with Hakasha. But others answer that before we were talking, he said he wanted to buy a dinner worth of basar. And here, he used the lashon that he wanted a certain size. So he says, I want the size that's worth a dinner. He wasn't talking about the value, he went the size. And still the chiddush is, he can't mention the price of the basar on Shabbos or Yontif, but you can split it. On Yontif you can't, but you can split it, apart. You can split it equally between them. Zok the Gemara, hechi avet. So what do you do? If you want a... So Rashi explains, if you want like a half a behemoth, a third of a behemoth, a quarter of a behemoth, I understand. But let's say he doesn't want so much, only wants a dinner worth. It's like $10 worth of meat. So what do you say then? And you don't want to mention anything about money. Hechi avet, zokta gemara, kihod besura, in surah, amri tarto palgu tarta. And like Rashi explains, that they had set shurim, set sizes of different cuts of meat. And in surah, they called it the tarta of palgu tarta. And that's what you say. I want a tarta of meat, or palgu tarta. Benerash, omu chalko palgu chalko. Pumbadisa amru, uzio, upalgu uzio. Menor pekoid, in a place called Nor pekoid, v'mos mechasi. Amri riva, upalgu riva. That's what you called it. And therefore, you can use those lashonis. As long as you don't use the lashon of the money, how much it's worth, then it's fine. You could say, I want this amount of meat, which means, let's say you want a 1 pound of meat, or this certain cut, they call it a tarta, whatever it is. Let's say a rib steak, you want a rib steak, that is fine, and you could say that on Yontif. So, to Mishnah Vaita. A new Mishnah. Om Adam Chavera, Mali Li Kliza, Avaloi B'mida. You could tell your friend on Yontif, he says, fill me up this Kli, and this is talking about, you know, you're buying food from, let's say, a Chemvini, from a store on Yontif. You could tell your friend, fill up this Kli of food, and even though everyone knows that this size of the kli is a certain size, it's a pound, but still you let us say that. Avaloi b'mida, but you can't do b'mida. What that means, the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yehuda says, he argues, Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, kli shomida, if it's a kli shomida, so then, lo yemaledu, you can't even tell him to fill it up. And we'll see in the Gemara what exactly machlek is, Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, we have two pshat in the Gemara. Avishol used to fill up his kalim from 4 yomtiv, and then he gave them to his lekuchas on yomtiv, which means he didn't fill them to size on yomtiv, because he's not allowed to measure on yomtiv, so he did it from before yomtiv, and we'll see what the case exactly is. Some want to say that he was bringing a raya to himself, not like Tanakama, that you see that you didn't use a kli shomida, even though he didn't speak anything out of the size, but they didn't use a kli that was made for measuring, they didn't use that on Yontif at all. He did it from before Yontif, they filled it up. But we'll see in the Gemara, there'll be another pshat. Avishol ema af b'moyed oisekeim p'em rurei midas. Avishol says that even in Chalamoyed he used to do this, because p'em rurei midas, he wanted a... And when you fill up, let's say, wine, he's talking about wine here, filling up a cup of wine, a lot of times, a lot of foam on top, like there's bubbles and foam, and you have to wait till it settles down, then you refill it to make sure you have a full cup. So that takes a while, and he didn't do that on Chalamoid either, he did it from before, the night before. We'll see exactly why in the Gemara. Even the weekday he used to do this, because Mitzvah Amidus, that means when you sold Shemen, it takes a while to pour oil from one cup to another cup, because a lot of it is stuck to the keli. It takes a while till it drips out. It takes a long time. And therefore, you should start doing it from the night before in order that it should come out completely out of the cup by the time you sell it to lekuchas, because the guys who are buying, the purchasers are buying, waiting for the shemen, waiting for the yayin, let's say waiting for the oil. It takes a while to take from one cup to another cup to pour it out into the cup of the people who are buying. They used to come with their own cups and pick up shemen. And you have a cup here that's 10 ounces of shemen. You want to pour it from your cup into the lekeach's cup. It takes a while to get it out of the cup because it's stuck to the walls. It goes, it's a slow process. And therefore, he used to do it from the night before. The Chacham said he used to do it the night before in order to make sure everything comes out by the time the lekeach comes to buy it. Now the Gemara will come and explain the Mishnah, mainly the beginning of the Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah says, fill up this kli, avaloi b'mida. What does that mean? Maya avaloi b'mida. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, avaloi b'kli hamayuchad l'mida. You can't use a measuring cup. Even though he didn't mention anything about measuring, he just brings a cup. He says, fill me up this cup with wine or with oil. Since it's a cup that's meyuchid, it's made for measuring, and I'll do it because it looks like I'm doing it for Mekka Chamemka. But if it's a kli that was not used yet, for measuring, it's waiting in the wings. When this one breaks, when your main measuring cup breaks, I'll use this measuring cup. So it's a kli o'imid l'mida. It's going to be used as a measuring cup, but it was never used yet. Then the loch is yimalenu. Tanakama says you can use that because it doesn't look as much as Mekka Chamemka. Why not? Because it was never really used as a kli that was you measure with. But also Rabbi Huda really came and was machmir. But also Rabbi Meimar, a filu kli oimid lamida lo yimalenu. Even if it's a kli that's not yet used for measuring, but it's oimid, it's going to be used for measuring, you should not use it to fill up the purchase with that cup. Because it looks like Mekka. Almas, what do you see from here? That Rabbi Huda is more machmir than the Chachamim. Then the Tanakama. Alma Gavi Simchas Yomtev Rabbi Huda Lachomra Rabbanon Kuli. See from here, Gavi Simchas Yomtev Rabbi Huda is Lachomra, and the Rabbanon are going Lakula. Break the Gemara by Ibchas Shemirlu. You find in the Mishnah before that Rabbi Huda is the one who is more makel, the Tanan. Rabbi Huda Aimer, if you want to measure a piece of meat to know how much it weighs, Shoikel Adam Basak, Negara Kli, you could weigh it on a scale against another Kli, Negara Kupitz. Or can I get a cleaver, a meat cleaver? You cannot use a scale at all. You cannot use a scale whatsoever. So what do you see? Chachamim more machmir than Rabbi Huda. Here you see Rabbi Huda is more machmir than the Chachamim. Amar Huda kula Rabban lechumra. Kasher Rabbi Huda. It's kasher Rabbi Huda because here Huda is more machmir. He says you can't use a kli that's oimed lamida that's going to be used for measuring one day. You can't use it now. And on the other hand, he says you're allowed to use a scale against this cleaver, Kasher Rabban Rabban. The Rabban say you can't use a scale at all. And here he's mat. So Gemara, no, it's not so shvet. The Rabban really like Kasher. Why? Hasam she'ino oimed lamida. There, it's not oimed lamida. There, we're not talking about those. That kupitz, that cleaver, is not used as a weight. So if it's not used as a weight, so it's not a shaila. Hacha, but here, but oimed lamida, it's something that's going to be used as a measuring cup. I never used it yet, but it is a measuring cup. And therefore he holds, you can't use it because it looks more like a Mekka Chamemka. And the Rabban Rabban Nami like Kash, also not Shver. Hasam, there by the case of the Kupitz, by the cleaver, Ka'avu Kuv Nechol, you're doing like the way you do Mekka Chamemka Chol. How do you do Mekka Chamemka Chol? Use a scale, using a scale. So therefore, that's why you ask it. Hacha, here, like Ka'avu Kuv Nechol, you're not doing Kuv Nechol, because this is not the kli you use. You're using the other kli. Maybe one day, but right now, I never use this as a kli lamida, and therefore it's not a stira, because in some ways the scale is worse, because the scale is used like that's the way they use it in the store, and therefore even if you're putting something else on it, the cleaver, but still it's more of the nacha. So therefore it's not a stira. That's the first pshat in our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel's pshat. Rava is the pshat. Rava says the pshat. Rava Amar, my avalei b'mida, shlo yiskaloi shei mida. Aval kli amyuch lamida yimalenu. Tanakama says like this. You could take a kli, regular measuring cup, says fill this up with shemen. You can't mention the word of, you can't say the amount of, let's say this measuring cup holds a lug, it holds 10 ounces. I can't say, give me 10 ounces. You just can't mention the amount. But if you use a kli amyuch lamida. And Rabbi Huda says, no. It's machmer. Vos Rabbi Huda, lameimah, kli amyuch lamida layamalenu. You cannot use any kli as amyuch lamida. And maybe if you're Rabbi Huda Taka, you would be able to use something that's Oymed Lamida. That's what come out of Fidus Lashon. That something that's Oymed Lamida, it would be Mutter. So, Gemara Alma, what do you see? Gavi Simchas Yontif. What do you see? Gavi Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda is a chumra, Rabbanan l'kula. Because you see, a kli hamayuchad l'midah, a kli that's made for measuring, according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to use it as long as you don't mention the amount, the weight, the size of it. Mashenker Yehuda says you cannot use it. And Rabbanan say it's mutter. Chayz Yehuda Rabbanan. V'hayb chashim yalu. We learned the Tanakhama, the Mishnah before. Yehuda yimeh, shayka odam bas k'neged a kli k'neged a kupitz. That you're allowed to use a scale to measure a piece of basa k'neged a kli or k'neged a cleaver. You cannot use a weight at all, a scale at all. So Amar Huda is the kula, and Rabbanan is the chumra. Rabbanan the chumra. So it's a kasha, it's a stira. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda Amar Huda kula, Rabbanan chumra. Kasha Huda Huda, kasha Rabbanan stira. Rabbi Huda and Huda and Rabbanan Rabbanan. So more those not that shvat. Rabbi Huda Huda like kasha. Why hasam by the Mishnah before? Beinam miyuchel amida. That cleaver is not miyuchel amida. Hacha here the measurement comes miyuchel amida. That's why it's awesome. Rabbanan also not like kasha. Why? Hasam kavdim dechel, using a scale, which is the way they sold things in the weekday. Hacha like avdim dechel, you're not doing uvdin dechel. Why? Because when you buy something, usually you say, "Give me a loig of shemen. Give me a certain amount of shemen." Here you just said, "Fill up this keli." When you say that, fill up the keli, it's not derech mekamemka. Usually that means like matano ava. That's the way you say. Why are you using a measuring cup? So maybe that should be like a red flag. No, it says no. The of the inch of a karvi chamar the kilo of a shasu. A lot of times, people serve someone for free a cup of wine in a measuring cup in order to drink from it. Therefore, it's not a reason that's of the chel. Because number one, first of all, you didn't mention the amount, and that's what you do when you buy something. And also, it's very normal to serve someone with such a cup that's a measuring cup. This is further in the Mishnah. Ma'is of Avishal ben Botnus, that he used to fill it from Erev Yom Tov. And even on Chol HaMoed, he did it that way. And the Gemara is explaining why he did this. Why did he do this the night before? Tano, went to Raisa, after Moed, even Chol HaMoed, Oisah Kain. He used to fill up the midas before the morning. Why? Because the next day, when people come to buy, so they're not busy with work. Now Chol HaMoed didn't work, and therefore he didn't want to be busy the whole day of giving people wine, selling people wine. And it takes a long time because the brewery amidos, as they have on top of the foam, if wait till the foam goes down, if he's going to serve everyone wine, he's not going to be able to learn that day. And therefore he did it the night before. Everything's prepared. It's all set up. It's like everything's all set up. It's like similar, like Erev Pesach, sometimes the bagel stores, they have all the bagels ready. They don't want to be busy with it the whole day. So here, they didn't want to be busy the whole Chol HaMoed filling up cups of wine that people are going to come by. So he had them prepare from before. And therefore, we'll have time to learn. That is why he did this Beruri Midos. He did this before the morning. Tanu Rabbanan. Learn to the Braisa. Who kana is Sholosh Meis Garbe Yayin Beruri Midos? Over the years, Avishal, a lot of times when he sold wine, the people didn't want to wait until the foam went down. And he sold, let's say, 10 ounces of wine. They brought in their cup, they got 10 ounces of wine, they left. Lamaisa, after it went down, it was only 9 ounces. And he realized he had a lot of extra wine that he officially sold. But since he really didn't give them a full 10 ounces, he gave them 9 ounces. And with the bubbles, with the foam, he was a little less, therefore he was left over 300 barrels of wine, and the Chachamim and the Chaverav, the other ones who used to do the shemen, to sell shemen, they were left with 300 barrels. What a garbage, a certain share of shemen from that was left in the keli that the people did not want to wait. The people were buying, they don't want to wait till it comes completely out, and they didn't know what to do with it. The view of Negezbar, they brought it to the Gizbar of the Mikdash Yerushalayim. So Amalehem, the Chum said, you don't have to give this to us. Why not? Like Rashi explains. The reason is because since you didn't try to steal it, they were Meichel. They didn't want to wait around till the foam went down. They left. They were Meichel. So really, you're not Mechuyiv to give it to them. You're not Mechuyiv to give it. Now, these people, Abishal ben Botnos and these people brought this 300 barrels of wine, 300 barrels of shemen to the Beis Mikdash, they weren't makdish. Why not? Because they thought it wasn't theirs, first of all. And they also didn't want to bring a carbon with the gezel. So this brought it to the basic. What should we do with this? So the Gizbarim said, by the way, you don't have to give it to us. Why not? Because the people who bought it, they didn't want to wait until the foam went down. Or they didn't want to wait until the shemen came out. They were meichel this to you. And you don't have a chiyuv to give it to us. Amr Lahem, so Avashal and his chaverim said to the Gizbar, we also don't want to be menef from acherim. We don't want to be from other people. We don't want to take something that's not ours. Amr Lahem, so the Chaman told them, since you want to be machmer, I'll tell you what to do. Osmer tzarchi rabim. Do tzarchi rabim with this. The talent and brisa. Gozel, if someone stole, any day of me gozel, I don't know who he stole from. Yasavem tzarchi rabim. You should do something tzarchi rabim. Mind the Yomar Amchista. Bayrus, Shechin Amaris. You build Bayrus and these different type of caves that have water in it and people drink from it, and Tzarki Rabim. Same thing here also. Take this wine, sell it, and do Tzarki Rabim. If you don't want to use it, sell it and use it for Tzarki Rabim. This way, you'll be giving back to the community, and this way, you won't feel like you're taking something that's not yours.